Speaking at Chinoy General Hospital last Friday, the head of the European Union in Harare, Ambassador Philip Van Dam, said Zimbabwe has made tremendous strides in reducing child mortality and maternal death. Van Dam recommended government for helping to reduce the maternal mortality rate from 960 to 614 per 100,000 live births. Speaking at a signing ceremony of the EU's contribution towards the Health Development Fund, UNICEF representative Reza Hossan said although they are chasing very ambitious goals, he hoped that the fund, if properly managed, will contribute to targeted 50% reduction in maternal mortality. Hossan said the European Union's contribution will go a long way in reviving Zimbabwe's health system, which was once the best in the Southern African region. Hossan said collective efforts in the last 5 years saw thousands of lives saved, while many are now living free of diseases thanks to other EU health contributions.
Reviving a health system in Zimbabwe that used to be an example in the region. Through our joint and collective effort over the past 5 years, thousands of lives have been saved and many, many more thousands are living free of diseases. Let me here take the opportunity to extend my heartfelt thanks to all those frontline health workers in Zimbabwe who were instrumental in transforming the health service delivery in their community. To them, we all owe the impressive achievement the country has made in reducing maternal and child mortality over the past few years.
Giving a provincial perspective at the same occasion, maternal and child health officer for Maternal and West, Dr. Justin Mudaranu, said about 6 women daily in the country from pregnancy-related complications. Dr. Mudaranu said the leading causes of maternal death include hemorrhage, malaria, and protracted labor.
The province, like the rest of the country, has high maternal mortality ratios, which at present is 614 per 100,000 live births, which translates to about 6 women dying every day of pregnancy-related complications in Zimbabwe. This figure is 2 times higher than the global average of 287 per 100,000 live births.
One of the beneficiaries of the Health Development Fund last year, Mrs. Tatenda Mamombe, said she benefited from fistula treatment after suffering from injuries when she was giving birth in 2013. Mrs. Mamombe, who had a loose bladder, had almost lost hope of ever recovering from internal injuries.
For the longest time in my life, I had no idea that I could get surgery and actually live a normal life. And I would like to thank the UNFPA and their partners, including the doctors brought in by Women and Health Alliance, for the surgery that repaired me.
Health and Child Welfare Minister Dr. David Parerenyatwa thanked the EU for the donation, saying they treat Zimbabweans as equal partners, unlike other countries which he did not mention. Dr. Parerenyatwa noted that the Health Development Fund has enabled the government to have at least 3 doctors in each hospital in the country. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.